For the week of April 8th, 2024, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee's an organic chemist and a doctor in clinical nutrition who lost 100 pounds by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're talking about an interesting type of honey called buckwheat honey.
Buckwheat honey.
Yeah, buckwheat honey. It's a highly nutritious honey that is made by bees that collect their nectar from buckwheat flowers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, buckwheat actually is a type of plant that has tiny little flowers that grow on it. And so that means that the bees that make buckwheat honey have to kind of work extra hard to collect their nectar.
Hmm.
So they're obviously this is this type of honey is created where buckwheat plants are grown.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems to be a market that is specifically, you know, they breed the bees there specifically to get this kind of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now buckwheat actually is what we would, most people are knowing buckwheat these days as a gluten-free type of grain.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually what we call a pseudo grain, which means it's not actually a grain from the grass family. It's more like a seed.
Mm-hmm.
But it has grain-like properties to it. You can cook it like rice. You can, you know, it has similar properties of grains, and it can be ground into a flour to use for baking.
So I think you made some buckwheat pancakes recipe in one of your books.
I did, right? Yeah. So yeah, now obviously you can grind buckwheat into a flour to make pancakes or, you know, muffins or breads and things. In, you know, buckwheat is very widely known for pancakes. Yeah. On its own, by the way, buckwheat is actually kind of a dark colored grain.
Mm-hmm.
So buckwheat pancakes, if they're just pure buckwheat, they're going to have a sort of a dark color to them. I think most commercial buckwheat pancakes are kind of like a blend of white flour and buckwheat flour.
Oh.
So they're not 100% buckwheat.
Oh.
Although you could make your own 100% buckwheat pancakes at home.
Sure.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get back to that honey.
Yes.
So buckwheat honey, it isn't as sweet as traditional honey.
Hmm.
But it's actually higher in certain antioxidants.
Hmm.
So, the research is showing that it might actually be a little better for you than other, sweeter types of honey.
Hmm.
Buckwheat itself is very rich in vitamins and is considered a pretty high quality food. So it makes sense that the honey that's been made from buckwheat would also have these higher quality nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And by the way, honey, you know, whether it's buckwheat honey or regular, you know, clover honey, or, you know, even another type of honey that a lot of people probably know about called Manuka honey, most honey is a good source of antioxidants.
Mm.
So it's just that the buckwheat honey tends to have higher levels.
Mm.
Not higher than Manuka, though. Manuka kind of is the sort of the primo of honey.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's got very high antioxidants in it. So so buckwheat honey isn't higher than Manuka, but it's higher than other types of honey.
So what parts of the United States can you just buy it off the shelf?
You mean buckwheat honey?
Yeah.
You can probably find it in natural food markets.
Mm.
It's available online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a few brands. I've looked it up to see which brand, you know, whether there's more than just the one brand that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more than one company that is producing the buckwheat honey.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it costs about what you would pay for a good container of honey.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a little more pricey than the, you know, regular average grocery store honey.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a good quality honey.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, so the primary benefits of buckwheat honey are that it promotes healing in the body. It supports the immune function. It boosts up your antioxidant levels. And like most other honeys, it's great for soothing sore throats and coughs. And some people even use honey as a skincare regimen. You can put it on your skin. And then, of course, some people use it as a... for wounds, they put it on scratches or bug bites and things to help reduce the inflammation. Yeah. So those are, some of the great things about honey. In fact, it's interesting. There was one study that showed that adding some buckwheat honey to black tea significantly boosts the level of antioxidants in the body. So it seems to have some synergistic effects as well.
Oh, interesting.
With some other antioxidants in the body.
So is it antibiotic also? Is that why you...
Well, most raw honeys are antibiotic as well.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's another benefit of buckwheat honey.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So, we can, put a link to... one brand of buckwheat honey, but like I said, there are others. But just so people can look at it and see what it is.
All right, Dee. Well, thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official podcast for Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can catch this podcast and lots of other great podcasts and articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.